fighting for America.
Today, Veterans Day, as we do every year, we take that moment to embrace the gentle heroes of all our wars. We remember those who were called upon to give all a person can give. And we remember those who were prepared to make that sacrifice if it were demanded of them in the line of duty.
Fighting for Idaho.
Only through our perseverance and never forgetting will we get through this difficult times ahead. Only through our humility and never forgetting will we make them who have served feel our gratitude. Only through our unity and never forgetting will we honor the fallen.
Fighting for you.
Most of all, we remember the devotion and gallantry with which all of them ennobled their nation as they became champions of a noble cause.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
For all those who've been downrange,
to us and those like us, damn few.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Good morning. Welcome to Veterans Day once again at the Idaho State Veterans Home. Kevin Miller in the morning. We're joined by our great friend, Phil Hawkins. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you, Kevin.
And today?
Today is Veterans Day. Hallelujah.
Exactly.
Great day.
A great day indeed.
Yeah, another great day to celebrate the sacrifices the veterans have made for this great nation.
And we take a look at that, obviously, very close to home with what happened last week, the big ceremony yesterday. It underscores that whether it's training, whether it's downrange, whether it's at a theater of conflict, there's a danger. And sometimes, I think most of the times, those people that, you know, honor us and cheer the veterans don't understand what it's like, the dangers that people face and the sacrifices being away from one's family.
Very true. I think probably one of the saddest things that you have to deal with in the military is accidents and things and in training missions. But you got to train. You constantly have to train. So there is accidents. Unfortunately, there are. I think the readiness of the units is so important, so the training constantly has to go on. And you see that, and you hear about accidents all over. And it's a sad situation, but it's just part of the training necessary to prepare our troops.
What does Veterans Day mean to folks here in Idaho? Is it any different than any other part of America?
I think Idaho probably has one of the best supporting folks around that care about veterans throughout this state. You can't go anywhere in this state without patriotism being alive and well.
Indeed. We take a look at the big events today. Tell us what's going on.
Well, today at our veterans home, we're celebrating our program, and this year our emphasis is on the Vietnam War veterans. We're honoring them, and here again, all you Vietnam War veterans, welcome home, welcome home. And by the way, come to this home today and have an opportunity to, if you got something on your chest you'd like to say in reference to your tour of duty or your tours in duty, come over and visit with Kevin. Let him share with him some of the things that you went through and you'd like to let the people here in the community know about.
So we're actively soliciting guests this morning.
Yes, we are.
Sounds like the regular Miller Show weekdays.
Yeah.
You know, I take a look at something that has moved me and has moved a lot of folks, and it's amazing, this commercial, and it's at our website, 580kido.com, by USAA, which, you know, if you're in the military or your family's been in the military, you get the insurance. They give you a great deal. And it talks about the oath. And you see young people, 17, 18 years old, swearing an oath to the Constitution, being explained that the Bill of Rights, no longer applicable to you, you're under the UCMJ. You've seen it. Take us back to when you swore that oath.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, 1961, December 3rd, 1961, I raised my right hand. And I promised to follow the leaders and do the things they told me to do and to take care of this great nation any way I could. And as you're standing there with your hand raised and listening to them tell you what to say, and you say it after them.
I state your name.
It's just wonderful. What a great feeling. And you puff your chest out. You stand up taller. You're prouder. And it's a great feeling to know that you are now a member of United States Armed Forces.
Well, and you take a look at folks that have served in our great nation, the wars and everything else here at 580KIDO, and you see the young people today.
Oh, my gosh.
We were talking to a young veteran here this morning.
I got to tell you how wonderful it is to be around the young people today and see how enthusiastic they are to support this great nation. And you know, Kevin, if you take a look at less than 1% of our nation serves, my goodness, how proud that we have to be of the sacrifices that 1% can do to keep this nation free.
Well, and then we take a look at the deployments of the Guard.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back, and we had a chance to go over there, and you and I have talked about this for many, many years, and just the men and the women that are doing extraordinary things.
Very much so. I think we're, again, blessed with the fact that we have the dedication of people who want to serve. And you look at some of the people from the National Guard, both Air and Army, of how many tours they've made. Yesterday I was in another program, and I listened to one young man that he's been deployed 7 times over the period of these years. That you know, war has a kind of a tendency to, as it carries on and goes on, you kind of forget the start date. You kind of try to remember, oh my, when was that? When did we feel it really commit? Was it right after, you know, if you think about it, we actually started everything right after 9/11. 9/11 changed everything. But in, you think the next month, and on the first Sunday in October, we invaded Afghanistan.
Right.
That's when we actually started going after those folks. And I think it changed us then, and we're changed now. But I think what we have to realize, the honesty about it, is we will never see peace again. As far as I'm concerned, we will never see peace again. I feel like we'll probably, terrorism as it is, will always be at the forefront, and we'll always have responsibility to put those people down in somewhere, someplace, and hopefully we can keep it from being here in our borders again.
Phil, what can people do to help veterans here?
I think the main thing they do is come support them, come visit with them, hang out with them, say hello to them, get to know them. I mean, we got World War II veterans, we got Korean, Vietnam, we got the Cold War guys, we got the people from the first Gulf War. We got a lot of folks here with a lot of history. It'd be kind of fun to have just come in and sit down and visit, or let us put you to work. We have a lot of great volunteer programs here.
And certainly for Boy Scouts and church groups and the like, how do people end up here?
Well, there's several ways. It depends on their medical situation. They go through a process, and then determining what medical needs they need will determine where they go here at our home.
Phil, anything else you want to share with us today?
Oh, it's a great day to be a veteran. It's a great day to be a veteran. And again, Vietnam veterans, get out of bed, get over here. You've always say you got something to say.
I think we've jumped the shark if we're going on the radio for guests already. It's going to be you and me all day, I think.
Oh, no. I guarantee you.
Well,
more.
The special plight of Vietnam veterans. You know, most of us have read about it. It's never happened before in our nation. Obviously, paying back what happened then.
Yeah, but let me tell you, what I want everybody to understand, and I keep saying this, I studied the war, too, and I spent a couple of tours in Vietnam. I got to tell you the honest truth. I can never find a battle that we were in that we lost.
Right.
Can't find one. And I tell everybody this. Look, we never lost a battle. For some reason, they say we lost the war, but we never lost a battle. And as a soldier or any of those other folks out there, they know what I'm talking about. We fought, we did what we were supposed to do, and we never lost a battle.
Always goes back to that oath, huh?
You bet.
Boy, that's an incredible ad, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't, yes it is.
Yeah.
Great
ad. Yeah. Phil, we appreciate it, thank you.
Thank you.
Look forward to being here all day today. Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580-KIDO, phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. If you have any thoughts on Veterans Day, obviously we would love to hear from you. We will, again, hear more from our folks here at the Idaho State Veterans Home.
Veterans Day is always really special. It's not so much for me, everybody else. It's those that were with me and that I've lost.
Oh, I think about where we're at and how far we've come.
It wasn't my choice to be in Korea. My number came up. I didn't question it.
We did what we felt was right for the country. We did our duty.
I felt like I was doing exactly what I signed up to do, and that's exactly to, serve my country.
I felt this country did so much for me even before I joined the Marine Corps that I needed to do something for it.
Every day of your life, or if you are riding your bike or driving around or in a restaurant and see somebody in uniform, you thank them. And they have.
It really picks up my spirits now to have somebody just come up and tell me thank you for serving and welcome back. Kind of brings tears to my eyes.
And there it is, tears to your eyes here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning, Honor, Courage, Loyalty, Veterans Day 2014, honoring all those who served from the Idaho State Veterans Home. This is our, I believe, our fourth year here on Veterans Day. And remember, Veterans Day is the day that we honor those folks that have served and that have come back. Memorial Day is the day we honor those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And sometimes well-meaning folks kind of get those things mixed up. But again, honoring those people that you can go up to and say thank you, that you can give a hug to, you can listen. And really, that's how we learn, right? We listen. So we've got that going on today. In addition to that, we'll have more on the president's trip to China. Certainly the president wants to increase relations there. And it's interesting how we've become more of a global entity, if you will. On one hand, we have, in the old days, you had X enemy, Y enemy. And now you have, you know, China that has shenanigans going on in the South China Sea. You have the cyber warfare, and you have our president over there making deals. Look, you have people in Idaho, good people in Idaho, prosperous businesses in Idaho making deals with the Chinese. It does show you how the world continues to change. And again, like I said, we will have much more on that here. As we roll along, there have been more releases, as we talked a little bit about yesterday, of President Reagan's tapes. You'll hear him talking about Grenada. You'll hear him talking about the Cubans and other things as we get started. Let's get you to traffic now. A chilly
hour, veterans. Here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
.622, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Honor, Courage, Loyalty, Veterans Day 2014. As we honor all those who have served, phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. If, in fact, you're looking to make a statement about the people that have served, you know, we talk so much about honoring the troops and honoring people that have made a difference. Today is the day that we step up on this. Also coming up in other news, our friend Glenn Beck disclosed last night on his TV show, and if you're like our friend Russell from CUNA, you'll know about this. He disclosed that he's had some health issues, some health scares. We will get to that in a minute. I'm sure he will talk more about it today here at 580 KIDO at 9 o'clock. In fact, we will hook up the laptop here, and you'll hear from Mr. Beck with an emotional disclosure last night, courtesy of the
business reasons,
place.
And you name it, I have not wanted to open up to you until tonight. But the real reason we have made these changes, the real reason that you are seeing changes in me, is my health. I was told by doctors just this last spring when we moved off this stage that I could no longer work as the way I had been working because it was literally killing me. About 5 years ago, right around the time we met in Washington, D.C. for 828, I had begun to have a string of health issues that, quite honestly, has made me look crazy. And, quite honestly, I have felt crazy because of them. My vocal cord paralysis, my strange eyesight problems, and at first what we believed was just a simply very painful form of neuropathy. While I was at Fox, the pain would get so bad that my camera crew, God bless them, my executive producer, Tiffany, and our director, Sarah, worked out hand signals so they would know when to take the camera off of me. We didn't know at the time what was causing me to feel as though out of nowhere my hands or feet or arms and legs would feel like someone had just crushed them or set them on fire or pushed broken glass into my feet. I can't tell you how many nights my wife would sit in the light looking at the bottom of my feet to make sure that there really wasn't any glass in them. At the same time, something else was happening that at first I actually thought was an advantage. I actually worked this one. I thought this was great. And it is the answer to the most frequently asked question of me. How do you do it all? Do you ever sleep? I would always say, oh, yeah, not a lot. The real answer was, no. I could usually sleep maybe 2 to 4 hours a night. The great thing about it was I was never tired. We at a time talked about hiring a nighttime assistant. My daytime assistant would go home, and my nighttime assistant would start at 6 p.m. and work sometimes until 2. That's how much we were working, and I was wearing everyone out. The doctors tell me that up until recently, I hadn't had any even real REM sleep in maybe as long as a decade. I didn't have a dream that I remember, except for one in that decade. And quite honestly, this isn't a symptom that you look to fix. If you have a ton to do, you're like, I don't need sleep. This is great.
There you have it, Glenn Beck, disclosing his health.
But the first sign of trouble that I noticed was what I call a time collapse. If we had met before
at 580 KIDO, I'm sure Glenn will talk about it today at 9 o'clock, and it shows you how precious life is and how honest Glenn Beck is that he would disclose that to his audience. And of course, a proud Glenn Beck affiliate here, but really it goes to show you, and we haven't we learned those lessons so painfully in the past few days, that life is so precious that everything, somebody like Glenn or whoever else, can have it taken away. And it's cliche to say, but to appreciate what you have. So we will hear more from Glenn Beck coming up here at 580 KIDO. Your thoughts on that always welcome at 580-5436, 580 KIDO. The president doing his best to have a good relationship with the Chinese.
It was APEC work that led to the Information Technology Agreement, the ITA, which we are now negotiating to expand. So it's fitting that we're here with our APEC colleagues to share the news that the United States and China have reached an understanding on the ITA that we hope will contribute to a rapid conclusion of the broader negotiations in Geneva. We think that's good news.
You know, it's interesting when you think about this, and a lot of money, and the governor's been at the forefront of this. You remember Rocky Barker and the governor, and a trade delegation went to China, and the governor talking about Walmart being in China. And, you know, on one hand, you have the optimistic vision of U.S.-China relations as reflected by President Obama. And then on the other hand, you have the realistic expectations. Apparently now the Chinese have decided that they're going to take tariffs off medical devices that can save lives. Isn't that nice? They're going to take the high tariffs off medical devices that can save lives. Then they're going to take off the high tariff as well as video games, so people can play video games while they're hooked up to their medical devices. Now, China, I'm sure, got some concessions. And when we take a look at our country, when we talk about free trade, when's the last time we put a tariff on somebody? And now the Chinese using tariffs to get what they want. But my thoughts, and we've heard from Bill Gertz on this many, many times, the Chinese have one interest, and it's not being a global friend, it's being a global dominant force. And there you have the president talking about the good things. Well, it would be nice if, in fact, that were the case. But let's face it, if China all of a sudden decided to cash in the debt that we owe them, would we pay like you have to pay? I mean, here we are, a government of the people, by the people, for the people, and the government prints money. Now, I have to say, I'm sure Hotel Ryan, I'm sure other folks would like the ability when it comes to paying their bills is to go out back or to go in the garage or to go down to Willie's and print some money that has the same currency value as real money. And if we can't do it, why should our government be able to do it? Think about that. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Kevin Miller and 580 KIDO want to say thank you to all our veterans.
And 6:37, Kevin Miller in the morning at the Idaho State Veterans Home. We're joined by a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Okay, now you need to get closer to the mic there, please.
Good morning.
Your name, and tell us a little about yourself.
My name's George Barrett.
Okay.
Everybody calls me Gunny, but my name is George Barrett.
Now, are you say I, Gunny, or what are they, how do they, no?
No, it's hi, Gunny, what are you doing, Gunny, and stuff
right.
like that. But,
is it early for you, Gunny?
No, I've been volunteering at the hospital for 13 years.
So you're used to being up this early.
Yeah, at my age, most of us are up at 4, 4:30 in the morning, yes, because we go to bed early.
Sure.
You know.
Sure, well, you're just a young man anyway.
Well, I'm 76.
Right.
And up till I was 60, I was in great shape. Then I had a couple of strokes. I had open heart surgery last year. And, well, I'm still here anyway.
Right.
So, and I still try to help the guys. You know, I like being around the guys. I miss that.
Sure.
I've been out of service a long time, but I'd rather be with veterans than anybody else.
Why is that?
Camaraderie, I guess, and knowing what those boys went through. And I just have a great feeling for doing it, you know.
Sure. Well, we thank you for your service and your continued service. I know it's not easy for you. What would you like to say to people today that want to honor veterans and, you know, cheer on the home team?
Well, it's like the only thing you can really say about it is these guys and ladies, they put everything on the line. And when they come home, Vietnam vets, we didn't get treated too good. But when the guys come home, back apart. What can't you get? You know, it don't take much. No handshake. Thanks a lot. You know? And, and when you hear that a veteran's having a hard time, you know, find out what's going on, you know. And it's like I got that Marine Corps mentality. I should be in a wheelchair, but I ain't going to get in that wheelchair till I can't get up no more. And that's what I'm trying to get up to people, you know. I volunteer at the hospital. I volunteer here a little bit. I work with a blind guy, and it just makes me feel good inside. You know, and they say, well, what are you getting up so early in the morning for? And why do you drive from Eagle in the home? You know, I want to. I help somebody, and I get the good feeling. He ain't the only one I'm helping. He don't know it, but he's helping me.
And that's why people get so much when they volunteer.
Yes. It's a, I can't give money, I don't make that much, but you can give to yourself. That's important.
Now, what about your time? Do you remember
with
being in Vietnam? Yes.
I try to block a lot of that out, but I'll tell you about my Coast Guard, and that was a nice, that was a peaceful time. I was on an icebreaker, the East Wind,
right.
back in 1955. Made a trip with Admiral Byrd. Made two North Pole trips, one South Pole trip, and enjoyed every minute of it. I was just a baby. I was 17, 18, 19.
Right.
Got out when I was 20.
You know, the theme of the program today is this ad. You watch any TV at all?
Oh, lots of TV, sir.
All right.
Lots of TV.
You're familiar with USAA?
Yes, sir.
And their ad, and we have it on our website at 580kido.com, where they have the young people swearing that oath. When you first get in.
Yeah.
If you've ever been a part of that, you can't help but be touched. Can you take us back to when you swore your oath to defend the Constitution?
Well, I can't remember word for word.
Well, that's okay, but just the images.
The images, it was just... I tell you the truth. They made a movie that came out, and the name of the movie was Battle Cry. 1955, I think it was. I left the theater and went down to join the service. So that movie, it was a Marine Corps movie,
right.
World War II. I left the theater crying. And I wanted to be like those guys. I was just a baby.
What were those guys?
The movie was set up like every poor kid in every city in the country. World War II broke out, Pearl Harbor. And the guys were lining up. And most of the guys were just poor kids from these families, like Philly, New York, Boston, L.A.
Right.
And their patriotic duty was right up there. I mean, they wanted to go fight. But, I mean, and take these kids, and most of them were 17. One of them that I knew personally was 16. He got in. I don't know how, but he got in.
Hard to believe, huh?
Hard to believe. He was on a battlefield at 16, almost 17. He couldn't come home after that and walk into a bar and have a beer. The law said no. You had to be 21 years of age. And things like that really upset me when I think about it. They can lay their life on the line, but they can't have a beer.
Sure.
So, but to get back to that oath we took, it does something to you while you're taking it. I mean, it just, you know, defend the Constitution of the United States.
It's something you've read about, but then you have to, I state your name, swear an oath to defend it.
Right. And I remember distinctly the Constitution was in there. Domestic, all enemies, domestic and foreign.
Right.
And that's about as all I can remember. It's been a lot of years.
Look, you remember more than I do. So.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Yes. Last November, I buried a friend of mine. United States Army, he was a medic. He died in his home, November 19th, coming up. He was from Schenectady, New York. And I'm from the Bronx, New York. I think you could tell by my voice.
Thought you were from Seattle.
No. No. And all I got to say is, when you see a vet out there, shake his hand. It means a lot to us. I get it. And I've been out of the service 40-some years now, and I still get people walking up to me, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. That makes me feel good inside. And I guess it will make the other guys feel good, too. So that's all I ask of people, you know. If you hear anything about a veteran having a hard time, see what you can do about it. There's a lot of outfits out there that help the vet, so. But,
well, we appreciate your service and your outfit, you helping the vets.
Well, I just enjoy it.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
646, Kevin Miller in the morning as we continue on from the Idaho State Veterans Home. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up next, police and STAR have actually figured out what they're going to be doing when we're with these folks in this house. You heard about this house here where, in fact, these vandals, these young kids, broke into this house, tore it up. Now, get this. A trio of teenage boys caused more than $15,000 in damage to a STAR home. That's right. How old? Well, think about this. 13-year-olds. Are accused of breaking into an unoccupied home near Star Road and State Street sometime between October 14th and the 19th, and these kids live in Star. The homeowner called the police, so apparently somebody was living in this home, or maybe they weren't, and it was a rental property, And we're talking spray painting walls, damaged sheetrock, smashed windows. The vandals also set fire to the carpet, broke a sliding glass door, spray painted appliances, and left trash inside the home. Police also found water bottles that had been used to smoke marijuana. Once again, another bright spot for legalizing marijuana. By the way, this is from our news partner, Channel 7. All three of the teens have admitted to being inside the house when it was vandalized. Now, the Ada County prosecutors will determine what the charge should be. Could be burglary, malicious injury to property. Other teenagers who may have been in the house when it was trashed also could face charges. Now, think about this. Your Nancy Grace, your Judge Wapner, your Hotel Ryan, what do you do with a 13-year-old that does this? What do you do? Should 13 get you 15, get you 17, get you 20? Rehabilitation for 13-year-olds? Let's talk about that next. Plus, more of our stories from our great veterans coming up here at 580KIDO from the Idaho State Veterans Home, honoring those who have served and protected our great nation. Time for traffic now.
Looking for a clue on our $1,000 cash call? Listen to Kevin Miller weekday mornings at 7:20. He'll tell you when to be listening for our cash call. $1,000 twice a day, Monday through Friday, on 580KIDO.
6:54, Kevin Miller in the morning, live from the Idaho State Veterans Home. And much more with our veterans, and we've got local students from Meridian High School here. We'll speak with them as well. Our last, believe it or not, our last promoting our school, securing our future for the season, is at Boise High. That'll be on Thursday. Historic Boise High, where, believe it or not, I believe that's where this program started, and that's where this radio station started over 85 years ago this year. Think about that. So the significance of it is not lost on us, thanks to our friends at CapEd Credit Union that have sponsored that broadcast and sponsor the school program. And we do appreciate what they have brought to the table. We're looking forward to talking to everyone at Boise High. Again, the birthplace of 580KIDO many, many years ago. I know what you're going to say. It was on 630. It was this, that, and the other. But the call letters, the commitment here in the state of Idaho continues. So looking at this strange story. Now, you're a parent, or I kind of like to say, I don't want to look at you as a parent, but as a kid. Do you remember what it was like to be a kid? Now, I know there are some kids that listen to this program. They go to some of the schools. I know two of them that go to Bishop Kelly that listen all the time and that actually grill me on something that I'm saying. But if you're a kid and you commit a crime that gets the attention of the police, that's not a good thing. And so you take a look at this vandalism that happened in Star to this property. It's all tore up. You got graffiti. You've got walls broken up. You've got the carpet burned. You've got marijuana in here. What would be the appropriate punishment? Now, the police and the Ada County prosecutors are taking a look at what should be done. Now, do you charge them with felonies? Do you charge them with misdemeanors? We're talking about 13-year-olds and teenage boys. Is it a fact of boys will be boys? And you're looking at over $15,000 worth of damage. It's an unoccupied home, you know, on Star Road and State Street. It happened, last month about this time. They called the police, damaged sheetrock, smashed windows, spray-painted walls. Now, how many folks have actually done something stupid as a kid, like throw rocks at a window? Now, I would never admit throwing rocks at a window. Oh, I remember. I did do that, and that was my first introduction to corporal punishment. Yes, talk about an exclusive right now. What a thrilling experience that was. The memories still live with me today. And look, you're not going to give corporal punishment to these 13-year-olds, but at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, do you take a look at these folks and say, you know, you're going to spend time in the juvenile detention, you're going to spend time doing community service, you're going to spend time making this up? 13-year-olds, I know, incredibly young, to sit there and talk about throwing people away and all those sorts of things. 13-year-olds, what do you do? Now, because this is Idaho and because we sit back and look at ourselves and pride ourselves on punishment and such, I think a lot of community service. And I'm sure the owner of the home would appreciate these young kids figuring out how to fix drywall, maybe even give them some skills. I mean, that's hard physical labor. And let's face it, kind of like when you type or do grammar or you're doing something, when you have to fix your own mistake, at least with most of us, chances are we're going to think twice about damaging something if we have to fix those things. So Kevin at KIDOAM.com, and we'll take your phone calls coming up very soon at 580-5436. Let's get you to work safely. Kevin Miller in the morning, more from the Idaho State Veterans Home right here at 580 KIDO. Serving Meridian.